Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Woo! Yell it up. Latecomers, guy's got a Whole Foods bag. That reminds me of my Whole Foods bit. Did I tell you guys I came up with a slogan for Whole Foods? You know that supermarket chain? I came up with a slogan for Whole Foods, and it would be Whole Foods for your food hole. That's a good slogan. That's theirs for free if they want to take it. Welcome, everybody, to I Love Movies. Thank you for coming out. UCB Theater, Before Comedy, Death Ray. I like to do reviews on Twitter and on Best Week Ever that are 8 words or less. So let's start with one. My Life in Ruins, starring Nia Vardalos. My 8 words or less review of that is My Big Fat Greek Bullshit Part 2. That's my review. You could write 8 words or less reviews on Twitter and send them to @DougBenson, and that would be cool. Also, I've been playing lots of internet games, and I went on aspecialthing.com today and select randomly a winner who has decided. I always say at the end of the show, Willem Dafoe is a shithead, which started randomly. Like, people always keep writing to me now and saying, why is Willem Dafoe a shithead? It's like, because he's not a shithead, you stupid shithead. That's the joke. He's a respected actor. He does great work in pretty much every genre, and no one has ever said a bad thing about him, and he doesn't go on talk shows. So it's easy to just go, oh, Willem Dafoe's a shithead, and have everyone fall in line. But he's a perfectly nice gentleman as far as I know. And there will be a new shithead at the end of tonight's episode based on the winner from my contest on aspecialthing.com. So look forward to that. Which brings me to my guests. Let's bring our guests out here. Oh, my God. You could see those of you who have joined us here at the UCB Theater right before Comedy Death Ray on Tuesday, June, whatever this is. I've got 3 microphones, which means there's going to be 3 guests, and they're all intensely funny dudes. Somebody wrote to me recently on Twitter saying that I have too many dudes on this show and that it's too much of a banana factory. And so I'm going to try to up the donut factory quotient of the program in the future. I'll try to work on it. But, you know, Sarah Silverman gets busy. And she's the only girl that I know that you know, that I can ask to do the show. I know the other ones. That's not fair. We'll try to remember to edit that part out. My three guests tonight, let's bring them out. There's a gentleman who is the co-founder or founder. I got to figure it all out. I'll talk to him when he gets out here. Matt Belknap is here, everybody. Let's hear it for Matt. Let's bring him out.
Hello.
Pick a seat. Never not funny. You're the sidekick. Do you like the word sidekick?
That's okay. Sure.
All right.
That's a podcast. If people don't know, Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo.
Oh, I thought you meant that's a podcast when you have a sidekick. I was like, do you like being called sidekick? Yep, that's a podcast.
I call sidekicks podcasts.
There's a
podcast.
Kick and a sidekick.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And you are the sidekick with Jimmy James Pardo, who's been on this show several times.
Right.
And let's bring out the other two guests. This next gentleman I met when we were doing... the first time I tried to get on to last shitty fucking bullshit comic nonsense retard standing. This guy was a semifinalist as well, and we've been friends ever since. Please welcome David Huntsberger, everybody. Let's hear it for David Huntsberger. We may have even met before last comic standing. I guess we probably met at the Austin. You're from Austin.
Yeah.
And I always play the Cap City Comedy Club there.
Yeah, we...
And we met there, and then at Last Comic.
Not only did we meet, you were in our sketch show.
I did a sketch with you guys where I was like, I played me high, not knowing what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
And you guys played the rest of the sketch.
Yeah. But we didn't actually, like, meet too much. I was still, like, running food around and...
Yeah, yeah. But you were... I knew you. I recognized you. I'm not that high. And then... And then this final gentleman, I don't even know what to say about him other than he might be the best person alive. That's overselling it. Jonah Ray, everybody. Let's hear it for my friend Jonah Ray is here. How did we meet Jonah? Jonah's a comedian, and one time I accidentally said his name when I was introducing Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At a show, I had to introduce Jonah Hill because he was practicing being funny for funny people. And I said, here he is, everybody, Jonah Ray, because I have a friend named Jonah Ray. Oh, look at you. You switched it out, so you have the taller microphone.
I'm taller, that's why.
Huntsberger has the medium.
I thought of it, so I'm the second best person.
And Matt has the small.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. I'm going handheld.
This is like a podcast with the three bears.
Mine so, just right.
My microphone's too fat.
Do you guys have Twitter... PH, do you guys have Twitter names... that we should know about, like Matt Belknap from
I have
AST
two
record.
Yeah, it's a special thing is for the website, and then Never Not Funny for the podcast.
You're so it's at a special thing. I thought it was at AST something.
No, there's AST news that goes out on Twitter.
But that's not you.
No, it is, but the account is a special thing.
Okay,
that's just a hash. The
so
news
people
is
that are
hash.
Listening right now, just tell them exactly what they need to do to follow you.
Just go to a special thing or Never Not Funny.
Okay, at a special thing.
Or both. Do both.
Or at.
Why do you have
funny?
To put the at? Because if you just put it after twitter.com, that works too.
Yeah, but I love the whole at thing.
You do, I can tell.
I loved it. Because at was on the computer and typewriter keyboard for our entire lives.
Yeah.
And it finally, now is its chance. Thanks to Twitter, everything's at this and at that. Used to be at whatever, and some people look at it and go, what is that squiggly weird A symbol?
Twitter's not the one that made it famous.
There's a
the internet in general.
Old-timey cursing.
The internet helps, but Twitter really... Twitter has really put it in a Hollywood mansion.
Yeah, you're really putting email
for
on
the rest of its life.
What about email?
Yeah.
No.
But you never said it as... I guess you do. I guess you go such and such at... You're right. I take it all back. I also take back what I said about my life in ruins. It looks incredible. So what's your Twitter name, David Huntsberger?
It's Huntsberger Junk. It's a very uninteresting Twitter account. I really just... I like put links to comics that I draw that are not that good. So
wait. So
me.
When some shit, some shit comic goes on and you follow them, you then tell everyone follow this shit comic.
Cartoon, like drawing, like a drawing.
Oh,
idea.
Oh, okay. You yeah, wait. You have links to your comics that you draw.
Right. Yeah.
And they're shitty.
They don't have like a wide.
Why do you draw shitty comics? If I drew comics, I'd make them so good.
That's what I think when I'm drawing. I'm like, this is gonna be gold. Then I
if
get
they're
them,
shitty,
like,
mm. Why don't you send them to the New Yorker?
That's how I feel.
Why are they just linked up on your Twitter account? All right, so Huntsberger Junk.
Yeah.
Is where you need to go at Huntsberger Junk. And what's your Twitter name, Jonah?
I don't Twitter. I hate
yeah!
it.
Yeah. So oh my God, he's so cool.
No, that's not the.
You're the fucking coolest guy alive. You're like Spider-Man when he had that beat period in Part 3.
No,
I'm just joking around. I don't care. It's like to me, it's like smoking weed. You're on Twitter or you're not. And if you
divide people up into two categories, man. There's Twitter people and then there's non-Twitter people. Shaq over here and Jonah Ray over here.
Yeah, but I can still be friends with the non-Twitter people.
Thanks. I'm glad.
I just think that you're shallow and empty.
No, I'm on something just as shitty. It's a Tumblr. I have a Tumblr.
You have a Tumblr?
Yeah.
Isn't that where you read books or something?
No, it's where it's just like a micro. It's like blogging.
Doesn't that come with a Twitter?
No, you could. You could interface and synergize the two.
Yeah. What's the thing with what's 2.0? The thing with books on it called? What's that called? The books thing. Kindle. Oh my God! I've been confusing Tumblr with Kindle.
Tumblr is like
Jesus,
instead
I'm
of
dumber than Daisy of Love.
Where Twitter is just like, look how clever I'm being right now. Like Tumblr is like, look at this shit I found, and it's like a picture of like a dog and a boy.
But that's one dog, one boy. It's the sequel to two. But seriously,
did you see that new website, Explosions and Boobs? There's a website, you go to explosionsandboobs.com,
it's
and every time you go, there's like
explosions
just a picture of any explosion, and then a set of boobs. And then you press refresh, another explosion, another set of boobs.
Wait, are you talking naked boobs?
No, they're clothed boobs.
Oh, they're clothed?
Yeah, but the explosions are fucking naked.
Is the explosion
so naked.
Why don't they put the explosion on another side of a wall then or some shit if the boobs are clothed? I want a real explosion and real
a very
boobies.
Coy explosion. That's a little thing of smoke.
Because that's probably like world record erections have occurred during an explosion followed immediately by boobs. That's just like, I'm hard. Let's do whatever it is you need to do.
World record erections.
Yes, WREs. So let's explain what a specialthing.com is, because I've been wanting to promote them more on the podcast, but I always forget to.
Yeah.
Specialthing.com does, it's a place where people who love comedy can go and get together and chat about it.
Yep, that's right.
It started out as a kind of a tribute site to Tenacious D.
Yes.
That's what a special thing is, one of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do people need to know about it? Just go there and try not to be a jerk.
That definitely that, but also mm-hmm. there it's a record label that you're on.
That's right, I'm on it. Paul F. Tompkins, Sklar Brothers, Jen Kirkman, our friend Jonah Ray here had a vinyl
7-inch record.
The 7-inch is that still available? Or I believe it's sold
out. I imagine so.
Oh, there's still copies available of your 7-inch.
Yeah,
all right, and. That's just fun to say. Can we still get a hold of your 7-inch? So is that all they need to know? AST Records, you could go to .com.
Yep. Or specialthing.com.
And it's just for people who like comedy. Both the record label and the site are a great way for people to get into stuff you may not be familiar with, but that has this special thing seal of approval.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's all on iTunes too, right? Everything.
All the AST Records releases are on iTunes.
A lot of the releases are getting on those little like up and comer comedy, like alternative like collections they do on iTunes.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah, we're slowly getting out there. So.
Yeah, iTunes, it's fucking so easy to navigate and find exactly what you want. Like, you'd think that comedy podcast audio would be enough to narrow it down to find me, but you got to be more specific.
Yeah, just like, do you want to rent Bolt? Comes up.
I do want to rent Bolt now that you mention it. Have you guys seen, that's the next question. Back up, Doug. Have you guys been in any movies, the three of you? I know that I'm not aware of any that you've been in.
I was in one and it was really, really bad.
But, like a theatrical release movie or straight to DVD?
It was supposed to be a theatrical released movie because it was starring comedies John Heder, Napoleon Dynamite.
You were in Blades of Glory?
No, I was in a movie called Mama's Boy. Yeah.
Wait, isn't it?
It's like when you're...
Wait a second. There's Grandmother's...
Yeah, there's Grandmama's Boy, and then John Heder, Jeff Daniels, and someone else, and Diane Keaton, and then what's the blonde girl's name? That was in Anna
Faris. Anna.
Yeah, thanks. That's a director.
I wish this were a contest in prizes because the audience is outguessing the entire panel whenever Jonah goes, and then there's an answer.
So
you've seen this movie, person in audience? No. Wow. There's somebody in the audience that knows everyone involved, but, yeah. but still has not seen it. Like the smartest shopper.
He read the script before. No, I'm just not going to rent it.
Did you see Observe and Report?
Yes, I did.
Anna Faris is insanely, what's the expression I'm looking for? Unscared? Like
fearless? Is she a fearless actor?
Unscared or fearless, yes. Unscared is also what I call that Jeff Bridges movie about the plane crash. But she's crazy amazing in that movie, and I've always been a fan, but boy, did she really knock that one out of the park.
She's good at playing like a really irritating blonde dumb girl.
who knew?
Who's also
funny. She's funny. So I normally play the Kevin Bacon game with all the acts, but what was the name of your movie again?
Mama's Boy,
and yeah. Anna Faris was in it?
Yes.
Has she ever been in anything with Kevin Bacon? Or someone that's been in a movie with Kevin Bacon? Was she ever in a movie with Jack Nicholson?
No, she wasn't.
All right, I'll give you some time to think about it.
Thanks.
And get back to me if you can figure out, because you might be one or two steps away from Kevin Bacon.
I never thought, well, Jeff Daniels seems like it'd be closer, or Diane Keaton would be.
Diane Keaton was in what with Kevin Bacon? Steve Martin was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Kevin Bacon had an uncredited cameo in that. And Father and Bride were
there less steps.
He did it. So awesome. You got two steps. Huntsberger thinks we can go less steps.
I think so. Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson in the movie where you see her 60-year-old boobs.
Oh, Something's Gotta Give.
And then A Few Good Men.
Yeah, that's the same amount of moves that guy just did.
I thought you had three.
No, he took one out.
I just want to get close
to Whitewater Summer.
That's my favorite
Kevin Bacon
Sean
movie.
Astin was in
that.
Yeah,
Sean Astin.
Mm-hmm. He was great.
That movie's awesome.
He was great in Lord of the Rings and 24.
Is this what I Love Movies is?
You can't say about anybody else.
Yeah.
What about I Love Movies? What were you going to say?
Is this all it is? Just like, you see that movie? It's a good movie.
It's kind of like, yeah, I stole Chris Farley's idea for a talk show, which is just to just sit there and go, yeah, I love, yeah, that was great, that thing you did.
But
then I had three guys on who none of them have been in something, so I have nothing to talk about. No, we have plenty to talk about.
I hung out on the set of A River Runs Through It for a couple of weeks.
Hey, Kevin Bacon. There's his.
Wait, what do you mean you hung out on the set? Were you dressed as a bear? Wait. I even confused that. I got the wrong movie. I should have said, let's back up. Seriously, we're going to do an edit on this one.
All right, here we go. Hey,
really? Yeah?
Doug, I hung out on the set of A River Runs Through It for a couple weeks.
Don't fuck it up with the laughs. It's got a match when we cut it in. All right, one more time.
Doug, I hung out on the set of A River Runs Through It for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah? Were you dressed up like a trout?
Woo! I was expecting a bear again.
First time, that's where my crazy, stupid, drug-addled old brain goes, is I thought the first time you said that, you said Legends of the Fall.
With Bart the Bear.
You know, Brad Pitt and nature.
Yeah.
I stole Caesar salad from the set of Catch Me If You Can once in San Pedro.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I also liked that everyone. I liked that everyone laughed. It was were you dressed as a bear, even though it was a movie about fly fishing.
Well, it was in nature.
It's not about fly fishing.
River runs through it.
No, it's like river rafting, and then like it's
no,
like whitewater.
That's a river wild.
Oh. Yeah.
Starring your friend Kevin Bacon.
Bacon, yes. Yeah. Close personal friend Kevin Bacon.
All right, so
how are we doing on time? Answering your question,
I had a question.
He stole a salad from a movie. He hung out on a set, and I've seen a few movies. That's our.
You have seen a few movies. We went and saw. What was it, Darjeeling Limited or Express?
Yeah, Darjeeling Limited.
I always get confused about what kind of service it is, if it's Limited or Express. But either way, that movie should be called The Weird Nose Brothers. But because they all have different noses and they're all weird. So you guys know that I love to play... movie games and, you know, movie related games on Twitter, and it drives a lot of my followers away because their mailboxes are flooded with everybody's guesses and stuff, or I don't know what it is that upsets people so much, but you know, it's something I'm willing to do because a lot of people seem to like it. And one of the games I play, I haven't done it for the past 2 weeks, but I do Build a Title Tuesday, which is also known as hashtag BATT. And I've actually got it into the trending topics. I know you're not impressed, Jonah, because it's not your world. But when you get
I want to know.
You get
I want to understand.
When you come up with something and it gets into the trending topics, it's like... I can't even describe it. It's probably the best thing that's ever happened to anybody.
It's like recording a record.
It's better than winning
record.
An Oscar and making out with Halle Berry when you go up to accept it. That's how great it is.
It's like having a top 10 hit on the radio.
Okay.
That's impressive.
That was a great analogy.
No, it was a perfect analogy, but I brought you guys in here to be hilarious and not accurate. No, but I should say, Matt is very funny on Never Not Funny.
But not here?
Thank you. No,
Jonah Ray.
No, it's written right here.
And then, don't look at my notes. You're already cheating and seeing what the first title is on Build a Title. So Build a Title is essentially, the way it works on, and it's got a lot of faults and a lot of problems, but the way it works on Twitter is I suggest a title of a movie, and then people on Twitter, since we've only got 140 characters, I say just add on to the end of the title until we've got a big long title that's either taking up too much space and therefore somebody wins, or it's got a stopper title, like a name that you cannot add to. And this will all make much more sense once we start playing. And I've already told all the guys how this works, but I'll start with David Huntsberger because I've actually played this in a long car drive that we played it?
I think it was actually maybe the inception of the game in Sacramento. It's you, me, and Dan Gabriel.
Why were we playing it, though? We were like bored for some reason, right?
Yeah, something like that. And then we were a lot more strict, though. You were like, we didn't allow like I to change the I's and things like that.
Right, but in this version, you can drop the's in the beginning of titles. It's got to be motion pictures that I can verify in the 2007 Leonard Maltin guide. And you have to add it to both ends until it's completely stopped up. And then that means that someone will be the winner. And I will play along on this. But let's start off with you. And also... if you do a clever punny title, then that's automatically a stopper if it's really clever, and that'll be, even though I'm playing, that'll also be my decision. All right. So in honor of it opens this weekend. By the time people listen to this podcast, it'll be out there. So in honor of Land of the Lost, I thought that'd be a good title to start with. So Land of the Lost, add a name to the beginning or end of Land of the Lost. David Huntsberger.
Okay. I think everyone has the same initial thoughts.
Maybe
could
they
you do. Like,
let's not predict what other people are thinking. And let's
could
fucking
you do something
play
like,
the game. in a
How
quick
about,
manner.
Maybe a little obscure Babes in Toyland of the Lost.
Oh, I like that. Babes in Toyland of the Lost. Mr. Belknap, it's to you. Babes in Toyland.
I thought we were building off the end. Do I build off the end now?
Well, that's on Twitter. We only build off of the end because it gets too complicated if we build off of both ends. But here, playing in live action talking.
You can go whichever way.
You can go either way. You need a title that ends in Babes or begins in Lost.
I'm going to go Babes in Toyland of the Lost Highway.
oh, I like it. And then we come back around to me, and I say, Babes in Toyland of the Lost Highway of the Gun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice because you just
used I'm not fucking around.
Way.
So now, Jonah, you can end with title ends in Babes or begins in Gun, and you have 3 seconds. And if you can't if you can't think of one, you will be eliminated. Movie that ends in Babes or begins in Gun.
Those are my favorite kind of movies.
Or
just or, starts off with a hot chick and ends with a fucking bullet.
Or guns, or someone named Gunner, or
do you just want to
something
answer for
about
me?
The UN? No, I'm just saying that like you can do like kind of a play on.
Okay,
the last
so
word.
Babes in wait, babes in Toyland of the Lost Highway of the Unbreakable, Gunbreakable.
I'm gonna take Gunbreakable. I'm gonna
Yay!
Take that.
Nice,
because
dude.
That
Dang.
Is so stupid. I have to take it. So we're to David Huntsberger. We need a title that ends in Babes or begins in Breakable or Ubble or Unbreakable.
Yikes.
Or Yikes.
Unbreakable Durham.
Wow.
I like that. I like yeah. that. Again, really toying with the whole concept,
You're
but in a way that
boundaries.
Is very clever. So now we go to Matt Belknap, and we have Babes in Toyland of the Lost Highway of the Gunbreakable Bull Durham. Unbreakable Durham. Sorry. And so you could go with...
Okay.
Is there anything that begins with ham?
That's too long. Let me read the whole... Because I can't keep that all in my head. Babes in Toyland of the Lost
Highway
of the
Gunbreakable
Hamlet.
Hamlet! Oh, my God. I can't believe it's my turn.
I want that one.
Because I'm ready to go. Babes in Toyland of the Lost Highway of the Gunbreakable Durham. Let the right
yes.
one in.
Easy.
All right, so you have to begin and end or end in Babes, Jonah Ray.
No one's going to end in Babes. That's not going to happen.
Okay, so you're probably right. I've got the book ready. I've got Leonard Maltin ready to verify if anybody throws out a bullshit title.
All right.
Like, I Got You, Babe. Might be a title, right?
That probably is a movie.
Yeah.
Sounds like a title.
How about this? Babes in Toyland of the Lost Highway of the Gunbreakable Durham. Let the right one in. The Name of Love.
Nah. Nice.
That's a title called... There's a movie called In the Name of Love?
That's exactly my thought process.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
Really? You're taking a wild guess at a title?
I'm taking a wild guess.
All right, let's look it up. Let's see if Len Maltin agrees.
Can I give
In the Name of Love is what you're calling
can
it.
Can I give him a hand?
No, you can't.
Oh.
He guessed In the Name of Love, and I'm going to look that fucking thing up. In the Name of the Pope King would have been a way you could have gone.
Oh!
You could have gone in the Navy. You could have gone in the Realm of the Senses. And the Shadow
Army
of
now.
Kilimanjaro would have been a yeah. stopper. What did you go with? In the Name of Love?
In the Army Now. That's what I went with.
No, you didn't.
Now
you went with In the Name of Love. There's In the Mood for Love, In the Line of Fire, which is the same thing. No, there's no in the Name of Love.
You know why? It's because it came out in 2008. Leonard Maltin. Leonard Maltin's precious 2007 book doesn't have that.
Yep, but that's what we're using to judge. You are eliminated! David Huntsberger. We sure did just give you a bunch of options.
Yeah. I'll go one that you didn't name, starring... I'm forgetting
I don't care who's
name.
In it.
In The Cut.
Oh, with... Meg Ryan and Mark
yeah.
Ruffalo.
The end of Meg Ryan.
In The Cut. So we have Babes in Toyland of the Lost Highway of the Gunbreakable Durham. Let the right one. In The Cut. Got any of this start with cut, Matt?
See, I wanted to go In the Name of the Father, which would have giving us some nice stuff down the road.
Too bad there hasn't been a movie made about Eliza Cuthbert called Cuthbert. That would fit in perfect in the Cuthbert. Anything? Can you think of anything that starts with C-U-T? I can't think of anything.
Yeah. And I'm still working on Babe, but Babes, I got nothing. Yeah.
What do you mean, oh?
No, I'm...
You're out.
I'm eliminated.
You're eliminated for good.
Yeah, I know. But it's a really good title.
But if you have one, it'll be neat to hear.
No, I'm okay. No, I don't want
All right, so Matt, you don't have anything?
Yeah.
We'll call you eliminated.
I think I'm stumped.
And the cut... Yeah, I think we're at a stopper.
I got it.
I think we are. Some people in the audience think they have one, but I don't have it, so I can't. So it's not fair.
Oh.
Shut up. That is a good one.
Yeah,
Cutthroat Island. Is that what you thought of?
Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Gina Davis classic Cutthroat Island.
What did you have for reels?
Cutting Edge.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Damn it.
Does someone Twitter you a better...
Cut. Let me see if there's anything else that started with cut.
It's not how it works, Jonah.
but David Hudsberger's our winner, and hopefully people that listen to this will kind of understand better how to play the game on Twitter, because when I play it on Twitter, they lose their minds. They lose their minds with confusion.
And you have prizes, right? Aren't there, prizes?
Sometimes I give out a CD or... it's strange that a prize... People will play if the prize is I will follow you for a week. But everyone that I've done that to, I haven't unfollowed so far. Somebody might. Oh, Cutter's Way would have been good. Cutthroat Island, Cutting Class, Cutting Edge. That's it. Those are the ones. Cutter and Bone. Cyborg doesn't count. Oh, yeah. Cutter and Bone.
Cutting the Cheese. Is there no one
There's
called
no
Cut
called,
Above?
Called
There's
cut,
no National Lampoon's Cutting the Cheese.
There's no cuts like a knife or cuts. There's no anything that starts with cuts. That's weird.
Until now.
All right, so that's
real weird.
So let's build a title Tuesday that I play on. So next Tuesday when I play on Twitter, people can join in and play on there. And now let's see if we have time for... yeah, we have plenty of time. That went by quicker than I thought it was going to. We're in good shape to play...
Another game of that.
Do you want to do one more of that? Or do you want to move on?
What else did you have in mind?
Move on to the Leonard Maltin game. Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, that's
a doozy. Best three out of however many it takes to get one of you to get to three. So it could be pretty involved. It could take a while.
Yeah,
let's do that. Let's do another build a title if we have time at the end. Which will be remarkable if we have time at the end, because I've never had time at the end on this show forever.
But can I start and lead you one?
Jonah, how do you feel about that? That was from a guy named Umlaut on a special thing.
You guys are in for a treat.
Wait till you hear who's a shithead.
All right, so what did you suggest, David?
I was going to start with you, me giving a movie, giving you some clues. So you can show your prowess.
Clues? What kind of clues?
The characters, the year the movie came out. Isn't that how you play it?
Yeah, but you're just going to do it off the top of your head?
No. I was going to take the book.
No.
Wait a minute.
No. Nobody takes the book.
Suspicious.
I don't know if you guys all know the folklore behind this game, but one time Graham Elwood took this book and threw it into a puddle of water that was on the stage. And he's no longer with us because I mind murdered him.
I would never.
What happens now, David, the last time he was on the podcast, were we even playing this game yet?
I've never been on the podcast.
See, there you go. The last time he was on the podcast was never. So basically we play the game and I just sort of host it and everyone else plays it. I don't participate anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had to take myself out of it because I was too good at it.
That's why I wanted to show them.
Not really. But today's, every time I come up with a genre that the movies are going to be all from, but I got lazy about that. Not lazy, but I just couldn't think of a genre that that would be perfect for this time of year. Like, is there a May, early June genre?
Summer movies.
Blockbusters.
Graduation movies.
Like One Crazy Summer.
prom movies.
Movies called One Crazy Summer.
Yeah, just that whole, I'm a fan.
I'll try that sometime. Yeah. You'll probably get it right every time I get to Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah, I'll always just answer John Cusack.
Yeah. So, prom movies.
Did you see
that's
my idea?
Good. Maybe in the next one. I'm going to do another one in 2 weeks. That's a good one for the next one. Movies that have proms in them. I like that.
I like that I have amplified sound and no one heard me say that.
Heard you say what?
I said prom movies.
That was your idea?
Yeah.
You said prom movies
prom
and I heard.
Movies?
I heard you said prom movies.
Yeah,
and I
right? Prom movies. A man from here.
I said graduation movies, too.
When you said both of those things, I heard Father's Day movies, and I thought, and I thought, other than the one with Billy Crystal and Robin Williams, there it's not a good genre.
And the one with Kirk Cameron and Dudley Moore, that's not really a Father's Day movie.
It's not about the day specifically. It's about a horrible voodoo curse that switched them.
No, theirs wasn't voodoo. Theirs was American Indian.
It was a snake. Yeah. It was. There was a
vice versa. That was voodoo. That was Judge Reinhold and Ben Savage. Fred Savage, sorry.
Did you see 17 again?
Yeah, I loved it.
What caused him to switch?
He fell off a bridge. Spoiler alert!
Let me ask you this. Once they switch, how much do you see Matthew Perry?
Well, they don't switch. It's not less of a, like, a switch them up movie. It's more of an age shift.
Right, right, right. It's like
it's like 13 going on 30.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's like 17. It's like, or like 17 again.
Yeah, exactly.
The movie that was exactly the same, but with George Burns.
That's 18 again.
Oh, okay, 18 again.
This is a prequel.
I see. They. Yeah. That's clever. Make him underage. Make him less fuckable.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't do a good job of that. Because Zac Efron.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
How many of his holes do you want to put it in?
I want to make holes to put it in.
I want to fucking Swiss cheese fuck Zac Efron. So, okay, so yeah, it's not a switch. He becomes younger. Yeah, so once he becomes younger, does he ever look in the mirror and see Matthew Perry, or is Matthew Perry out of it for the rest of the movie?
No, he's like, Matthew Perry just is the bookend of this movie.
That's a shame, because it would have been more, I think it would have been more fun if you see Matthew Perry every once in a while, because that guy's funny.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him, because the trailer made it look like, oh, Matthew Perry and Zac Efron. Nuh-uh. No. Get out, Perry. This movie's 99.97% Efron. All right. All of these movies, the genre of these movies, we're going to start with Jonah because he's closest to me. Not just
in
physically, but in life.
I think
in
so.
In your heart.
No.
Oh.
It's really a toss-up between the three of you. Like, if like if the three of you were drowning, I'd probably just have to walk away. Because I like you all, and it's too hard to choose.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah. These are all movies that begin with the letter A or the letter B. These are all A or B movies, and none of them star Jerry Seinfeld as an insect. And we'll start with you, Jonah. This is from 1998. There are eight names. So you will say, I can name this movie in eight names, seven through all the way down to zero names, if you think you know it.
Okay.
And then it passes on, name that tune style, until someone says, name that movie.
Okay.
And I'm not playing because I'm looking right at the title.
That's good.
Eight names. These movies begin with the letter A or B. Your clue for this movie is that it's crap.
Thanks for narrowing it down, Doug.
It begins with an A or a B.
No, thank you.
Excluding the I and you know what I mean. 1998. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I'll do four.
He thinks he can get it in four names. These are the four lowest names on the cast list.
I didn't know it worked like that.
What, do you think we start at the top? Why did you say I could name it in one or two then? Because those are the leads.
That thing you do. Sorry, wait.
Starts with an A.
Starts with an A.
At thing you do. Okay, so...
That's Twitter names.
So you said four. So you said four names. Four names. David, you could say three names through zero names through name that name. You could do any... Name that movie.
But I can't go five. It's either I'll do four.
Yeah,
then
you.
Two.
We would go five.
I feel like I'm worse
the entire
this.
Description of the movie if you want. I'm not going to do it, though. You're going to go three?
I'll go four as well. Can I do that? Did you just say I can't? Am I dumb? I'm dumb. I can't.
No, it's like a, you know, it's a bidding thing where you have to undercut the person in front of you. So you have to say, either say three or name that movie to him.
Okay.
And if he can't name it, then you'll win.
Name that movie.
Oh, he's saying name that movie. Here we go. Four names. John Wood. I think he's British. Eileen Atkins. Eddie Izzard. I love when people do that. He's like, oh. And then the fourth name of the bottom four names of the cast of this movie from 1998 that is crap is Fiona Shaw.
Wasn't this like a...
I mean, I don't want to help you out or anything, but it's leaning kind of British so
yeah.
far. So it might be Valkyrie.
Eddie Izzard.
Were you going to ask me something? You seem
no,
like you're
it, was it like a remake-y thing or like a TV?
I won't answer that, but I'm also impressed that you're saying it.
And also he...
you were definitely in the ballpark.
And he...
If it was a really big ballpark.
Like which ballpark do you think?
One of the many that are in the throughout the contiguous U.S. It's taking you too long.
Yeah,
you have a guess?
No, I got nothing.
I think you're on the right track. It's the Avengers.
Yes, that's right.
The Avengers.
Now those are
everyone's so disappointed. Yeah. But David gets a point for that, and now we start with Matt Belknap. This is an A or B movie from 1997. You've got 11 names. And directors Harold Ramis and Lawrence Kasdan cameoed in this film. How many names do you think you can get it in, Matt Belknap from specialthing.com, ASTrecords.com?
I'll go nine.
Why is that funny? He took a couple off there.
Yeah.
Nine
I
names.
Don't feel
Jonah,
confident.
How many do you think you can get it in?
Five.
Jonah leaps to five names.
I don't know why.
David Huntsberger.
I don't even know how this game works.
1997.
You're trying to win, Jonah.
Four names or less you have to go for. Harold Ramis and Lawrence Kasdan. Cameo.
97. I'll say name that movie again.
It's an A or B movie. You went to five names?
Yeah.
Here we go. These are the five names you get. Brian Doyle Murray. That does not count as three names. That's one name. Randall Battenkoff.
Randy.
Don't yell out a guess yet. You get all five names.
But Randall Battenkoff is such a giveaway.
B.B. Osterwald. There was a movie called Four Keeps that was like his first starring role, Randall Battenkoff, and he was opposite Molly Ringwald, who had been in, you know, 16 Candles and Breakfast Club, and the ads were like, Molly Ringwald, Randall Battenkoff. They said it with like the same enthusiasm, even though he hadn't been in anything yet. And my friends and I thought that was so funny. Okay, so you got Brian Doyle Murray, Randall Battenkoff, B.B. Osterwald, Lupi Ontiveros. And your fifth name is Yardley Smith, or Yardley Smith, who of course is the voice of Lisa Simpson. Yeah. So that's an awesome clue, voice of Lisa Simpson.
Yeah. As good as it gets.
Yes!
Wow.
Nicely done. Also starring Skeet Ulrich.
As the gay
people
lover?
Are kind of laughing, but I say Skeet Ulrich because that's how Jack Nicholson pronounced it when he won Best Supporting Actor for As Good As It Gets for acting not opposite Skeet Ulrich ever. Like Skeet Ulrich isn't in any of Jack Nicholson's scenes, and he not only thanks him, but he also gives his name a mispronunciation, Skeet Ulrich.
And Skeet Ulrich was the
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, Skeet Ulrich. He was the guy he was gonna paint.
Yeah, he was a kind of a gay dude or a gay hustler.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tricked Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear.
I never bought for a second. Yeah. He tricked him into getting the shit beat out of him. And Helen Hunt won Best Actress, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's a point for Mr. Jonah Ray.
Thank you.
And now, so that means we go to Matt Belknap for this one.
I started last one. I think Jonah would start the bidding on this one.
No, the guy who got the point doesn't start. So okay.
Yeah, asshole.
Sorry. Thought so I knew this
Tony
game.
So Tony goes about that guy.
This is from 2001. It's an A or B movie. There's 14 names.
Okay.
Marilyn Rice Cub and Karen Kilgariff, friends of mine, are in this movie but aren't part of the 14 names. That's your clue. Hmm. Yeah, O is right. Some of the audience knows it.
I'll go
how
seven.
How many names you can go? Seven names he thinks he can do. Where does it go from there? Jonah, right? Jonah, how many?
Five.
Wait, am I going the wrong order now?
I don't know.
Did I go around the wrong way?
No,
I think we've been going this way.
Okay, okay.
What year is it again?
It's 2001.
Hmm. You said five?
Yeah.
He went five. Jonah likes to go jump to five.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah, I've been being...
Do it, somebody says.
Okay, sure, I'll do... I can name it in four moves.
Four, he says. Matt Belknap.
Name that movie.
All right, here we go.
Can't.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you. John C. Reilly. Michael Paines. Gwyneth Paltrow. Dennis O'Hare. The next name would fucking give it away. If you knew it. You just might not know this movie.
I might not. Yeah, man.
So just take possibility you don't know this movie. It was made before you were born.
2001. I feel like I'm fairly familiar with Gwyneth Paltrow's work.
As we all are.
We all celebrate our entire catalog.
You have to think of an A or B movie in which Gwyneth Paltrow appeared that was not Austin Powers in Goldmember. Because she wasn't that.
That would be the last one I would think of, I think.
I narrowed it down for you.
Well, but she's in this, but she's obviously low. She's not a big part.
I see. That's what you're trying to help me with.
That's the hint I was trying to give you.
Sure.
So you can scratch Bounce off the list.
Didn't even think of that. That's how slow I am.
You can scratch... How often does she cameo? Has she ever cameoed in anything else? I don't think so. I think you can scratch all of her movies off the list except for this one. This is the one Gwyneth Paltrow appearance.
God, I was thinking duets, but that's a D.
How wouldn't that be a crazy twist if I threw in a D word?
It's like just a hunch.
I'm fucking with you guys at every turn. This next movie is Wizard of Oz from 1939.
You're at the back of the book.
I'm just gonna have to tell you, I guess.
Yeah, tell me this.
Get one more name.
Who gets one more name?
We're only at three names, right?
It was at four names, and he has to guess it, or if he doesn't guess it, you win because you...
And you were about to say the answer.
No, I win because
Matt wins the point.
Oh, okay.
Matt wins the point.
Right.
Jesus.
So the answer is...
I'll just give Matt a
point. The answer is The Anniversary Party.
Not at all familiar with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a bad movie. It was directed by Jennifer Jason Leigh. Directed it. And,
right.
It's a bunch of, you know, people that like each other having a party and filming it.
Oh, that sounds great. It's like us, guys.
Doug, do you have anything from like 94, 95? Because I worked at a movie theater then, and I think I could nail that.
Let me see. 94, 95.
Yeah, I'd be good at 04 to 05 at the Arclight.
Yeah. What's up?
And I'd even say my announcement that I...
All right, so how many points do you guys have? Let's figure this
one
out.
Each.
I have one, yeah.
Do you lose a point if you're wrong? No.
No, you just the guy who said name okay. the movie gets the point.
I like that. No losers. That's nice.
So you couldn't get it, so we're back to Matt again for the start of this one.
Okay.
This is from 1984. It's an A or B title. Eight names.
84.
Miranda from Sex and the City is in this movie.
Oh.
From 1984. that's your
cue
clue.
She's my Gwyneth Paltrow.
So how many names do you think you can get her to?
But it's still A and B. Mm. Damn. Because I know an early 80s movie that she's in, I think, but it doesn't start with an A or B. Was she in Girls?
That would not be the right answer.
Is she in Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Cynthia Nixon?
Yeah.
No, that's Sarah Jessica Parker.
I know the answer.
Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking of. Okay, I'm going to go six names.
Six names, wow.
There's only eight, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm using my patented shave two off method.
Oh, that's you're a shave two guy?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still using that two-blade Gillette thing because of that.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing.
Jonah Ray?
I just want to name the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
So say zero names.
Zero names.
All right, and then David, you say name that movie.
Sir,
do you
name
think you
that
can get
movie.
A negative one?
I would like. I've already sent it to you. Check your phone.
All right. What's your?
Should I write down my answer?
Shut up! Shut up, Kreskin. All right. What's your answer, Jonah Ray?
Big Trouble in Little China.
That's incorrect.
What? Oh. A B movie from the late 80s with Miranda.
Early,
Moore.
Early.
Oh yeah, that
Samantha.
Was Kim Cattrall, dude. That was Kim Cattrall.
You got your.
I really
got
to pay attention.
You got your Sex and the City girls mixed up, faggot.
Hey, come on, guys. That's not fair. That's not cool. I do not. I've just been behind.
That was awesome, though, that there is a movie from around that time with a different Sex and the City girl in it that begins with an A or a B.
Now
I want to know what your Big Trouble was. I'm going to look it up.
Can anyone name a movie with that fourth girl from Sex and the City in it? From
who? Kristen Davis?
Kristen Davis.
She was in
the Sex and the City movie?
No. She was in Deck the Halls.
Oh, okay. But I meant early.
Oh, a long time ago?
Yeah.
She was the little girl in The Exorcist.
And she was the two.
The little girl that was the main little girl's friend. She had one scene that got cut. I'm still looking up Big China and Little. What's it called?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Big China and Little Trouble, I'm looking up.
It was on TV last night.
Wait, was that?
Oh, you saw it last night? Well, that's cheating. Didn't I tell you not to watch television?
I got it wrong. How is that cheating?
I'm just kidding. Big Trouble in Little China. Only 1.5 stars from Len Maltin. That's harsh.
It's a great movie.
It really holds up, that movie. Yeah, let's all boo Len Maltin.
Boo.
Trying to get him on the show.
Was the Cynthia Nixon movie, did it take place at a camp?
No, but she might have been one of the little girls in that Shelley Long camping movie.
Who Gwyneth Paltrow also was. You're welcome.
Also Jenny Lewis from Rilo Kiley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
That was a clue and on the Jeopardy Wizard. The other day.
Are you talking about Camp Beverly Hills?
Why did I look up Big Trouble? Oh, because it came to see the year. It came out in 86.
Oh, true.
So it was a couple years off, but...
Yeah.
But that was still really good.
Line,
so now
we're doing our
poised to win this whole thing is David Hutzberger with 2 points.
Oh, sweet. And the worst player by far.
I decided not to tell.
You just can't remember it because you lost your space.
It's Amadeus, yes.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
That was at a camp.
Amadeus.
I remember that. That
Amadeus,
was a camp
Amadeus.
Movie.
Amadeus. Amadeus.
Dr. Zeus.
Don't sing it. We can't pay for the rights. And F. Murray Abraham, when he won Best Oscar, I had snuck into the Academy Awards that year in a tuxedo, and there's a picture of me standing behind him in People magazine. All right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he thanked Best Cynthia Oscar? Nixon, but he called her Cynthia Noxon.
I like that he won Best Oscar.
Is that what I said? He won Best Oscar?
Yeah.
Because his name in Amadeus was Oscar the Sniveling Fiend.
But the Oscar he got was very good. It was the best one.
Right? Yeah.
The best mold.
You won the best Oscar.
Yeah.
Everyone else could
Everyone
fuck
else
off.
Is lopsided. There's a little dent, maybe. This one, the best Oscar.
All the other ones have correct genitalia. This one is the best because it's been chopped off. The year is 2000, Matt Belknap.
Okay.
The title is an A or a B title. Mm-hmm. There's 14 names in this title. I mean, in this movie that they list in the Len Maltin book.
Yeah.
The first name that I say will give it away.
Oh, well,
I'm
then
telling you
one.
That.
One.
So get ready, motherfucker.
Really?
If you
want to do this?
If you
want to say
so,
one,
let's do this.
It will give it away if you're brilliant.
Year 2000, one name.
I say the first name will give it away.
Okay.
And you're saying... You
might as well.
You're going to say you can name it in one.
Sure.
All right, Jonas, should he name that movie or can you do it in zero?
I don't want to...
A movie from 2000 where one name would give it away.
I don't want to do it. No, I'm
just scared. Say name that movie.
Name that movie.
Okay.
Right.
The one name out of 14 names.
Yeah.
So this is low on the list.
Right.
And it's from 2000, the year of.
Got it.
The name is Jimmy Fallon. Gives it away, right?
I think so.
Many people in the audience think it gives it away.
Yeah, I got that.
Jonah Ray has it. I know it.
Right.
I picked it.
There is... Oh, I have a caveat afterwards.
Yeah, don't... You don't need to talk.
I need to. I don't
this
have
This is not your point to win or lose.
It's mine. So answer it, motherfucker.
You'll have two if he doesn't get this?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. He's going to tie it up if you don't get this, Matt.
You got nothing.
Really? He's got nothing.
Yeah.
Almost Famous.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Wow. How often is Jimmy Fallon in a movie? But he's not one of the leads.
It. Band of Brothers was around the same time.
Miniseries.
Miniseries
for HBO. Get out. You've been eliminated for just saying that.
But it's a B. I thought I was being clever.
But holy
B.
shit, this movie, like, Almost Famous.
Mark
Jimmy
Maron,
Fallon, Peter Frampton, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Bijou Phillips, Zooey Deschanel, Noah Taylor, Fairuza Balk. I mean,
yeah, Mark Maron.
It's a good list of names.
Nick Swartzen.
Mark Maron's in it. Yeah, Nick Swartzen goes, David Bowie! That's his whole part. All right.
Mitch Hedberg.
So it's 2-2-1 for Matt Belknap, and it starts with Jonah. And your, this is from 1989. It's an A or a B. What the fuck did I write down here? It's an A or B. The clue is, oh, okay. The clue is it's 76 minutes long. It's from 1989.
Oh, thanks.
It's 76 minutes long. That's a good
no
clue.
No names necessary.
That's a good clue. Think about the kinds of movies that are that short. Yeah. That's a good clue.
Right.
And
there's only one name.
Jonah Ray. You could say one name. You could say zero names.
I'm going to say one name, Doug.
You can get this in one name?
No, you said there's only one name.
Matt? Zero names, or does Jonah have to get it in the one name?
It's 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with an A or B.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one person in the movie.
Yeah, only one person credited in Leonard Maltin's book, and it's 76 minutes long.
And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but nothing has begun with the letter B.
Too much. Is that another hint?
Yeah.
Which way does that go, though? Is this the first
or
the B? Or
that could be a hint. Yeah, either way.
Breaking the...
No, they're all A's.
Okay.
76 minutes, starts with an A. One name.
Name that movie.
Ready? So exciting.
It's not.
That one name is Dudley Moore. People in the audience know it. Matt Belknap's going to get another point. We're going to have a three-way motherfucking tie, bitches! Nothing? Seriously, if it doesn't jump right into your head, you don't know it.
Not Arthur.
No, it's the classic The Adventures of Milo and Otis.
Oh, fuck!
That was voiced, all of the voices were by Dudley Moore.
Oh, man.
Because it was Japanese, and then the American version, Dudley Moore did all the voices. And if you have not seen it, there is no reason to wait. Get it, smoke some fat bowls. Get anyone that's super into PETA out of the room.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of tossing of animals that happens to create the wildlife adventures that Milo and Otis go through. Hey, a basket of kittens going over a waterfall. They'll live. Let's shoot it. Shoot it.
Messed up the shot. Oh, well, here's another.
They land on their feet and can't swim. This can't go wrong.
I used to take my dog to a vet on Figueroa, and like they would have Milo and Otis on all the time at the vet, and it was just weird seeing Milo and Otis knowing how many animals died in the making of that, and then seeing these dogs with casts.
Did you not know Dudley Moore was doing all the voices?
They never had the audio on.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
I never knew that.
You were shut out on the very important. All right, so we're going to start now with David. Or
that's your name, right?
Yes. Yeah. Matt got the point. We're all even. Start with David. Then who's next? Matt's next. It goes around this way.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Wow, this is exciting. 1989. It's an A or B name. There's 11 names in the title. Why do I keep saying in the title? There's 11 names in the cast. First name should give it away. But now after that last time I said first name should give it away and it didn't, I'm not as confident.
I would have gotten that one.
It would give it away to me. Okay, so this one might give it away for you as well.
Okay.
First name could give it away, but, you know, you could go ahead and go a different way with it.
Sure.
Okay, so what do you say? How many names?
I can name this in one name.
One name? Matt, can you do it in zero names?
Name it.
Matt says name it. This is for the win, and Matt will win if you do not.
I will win by knowing none of these movies and completely being a jerk.
Name, that's part of the charm of the game, is you can win by not winning. 1989, 11 names. This name should give it away. Chris Elliott.
Oh, the first thing that jumped in was a C.
Yeah.
Ellie.
It's so great Chris how under Ellie. Pressure, like, little, you know.
The doesn't count, right?
The does not count.
The Abyss.
Yes! David Huntsberger with The Abyss featuring Chris Elliott in a weird, like, dramatic role that really stood out, and that's why I said that that would give it away. So David Huntsberger is our winner. Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go? Anything? AST Records for Matt, of course. Yep.
And Never Not Funny. It's at podcast.com.
Never Not Funny. What's your latest release on AST Records?
We just put out Comedy by the Numbers, which is a book on tape CD with Bob Odenkirk, David Cross, Janine Garofalo.
Is there anyone good in it? That's awesome. Comedy by Numbers at AST Records. David, you got any gigs coming up we should know about or anything?
I'll be out of town for the next month.
Oh, he's going to be out of town, everybody. So, and he leaves the door unlocked. So,
party.
It's all chill at his crib. What about you,
Jonah?
You
can check my website, davidhuntsberger.com.
Oh, okay. How do you spell Huntsberger?
It's phonetic, except it's B-E-R-G-E-R.
It wouldn't be phonetic if you didn't go with an E?
People do the U a lot of times, like hamburger.
Right.
So otherwise, it's H-U-N-T-S-B-E-R-G-E-R. So I should have said that to begin with. Sorry.
It's all good. How do you spell Jonah Ray?
J-O-N-A-H-R-A-Y.
Correct.
.com.
Same thing. They can look for you.
They can go there. Also, this Sunday is the premiere of a show that I'm writing on, hosted by Chris Hardwick. It's called Web Soup. It's a spinoff of The Soup, same producers, and it's going to be on G4. So if you guys want to tune in and tell your friends, watch that. It's really funny.
And I just realized that this show was an hour long and not 45 minutes. I totally fucked up.
It felt
and,
very long.
Apologies. Apologies to Comedy Death Ray. And until next time, Bill Pullman is a shithead.
Woo! Yeah. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the